And we want to welcome you back to the Lloyd and Leroy Show. We're happy to have you back on the Lloyd and Leroy Show.
Yes, it's a podcast about nothing.
That might lead to something.
And we hope
today
it does.
It's going to lead somewhere.
It's going to. It's a great day.
You've got news.
I've got big,
Tell both of our listeners the big news.
Big news. I didn't know your wife listened as well.
Right.
My wife listened and your wife listened.
And there are our listeners. We do have a...
We've got quite a following.
We do. We've got a growing,
budding
audience.
I like the word budding.
Budding.
That means there's fruitfulness.
You got to be careful to say that, though.
Or are you looking up how many followers we have or how many downloads we have?
How many downloads we've got, yep. But you have news that all of our listeners would want to hear from the Lloyd and Leroy Show.
Okay, I'm going to start with the most significant first and then give you the less significant second. 1,756 downloads with only 10 episodes.
We are close to 2,000.
We're going to hit 2,000 with this one.
Amen.
We're going to go because this is a big announcement.
Oh, this is huge.
In fact, this is a bonus episode.
This is huge.
This is huge. I'm telling you.
That's right. You're like a Wisconsin Donald Trump. That's awesome. This is huge there, guy.
Eater. Government.
We're going to drain that there swamp.
We're going to drain the there swamp, and I'm going to get John Deere to help do it.
Speaking of John Deere.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of
John Deere, we'll have to get him some John Deere clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You're leading me back into it. So if you hear a little noise in the background, we're right under an air conditioning vent. That is rattling.
It is rattling. It's shaking and rattling and rolling.
Yes. Okay, here's the news.
Here it is.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find an appropriate sound for this because it is such huge news. Are you ready?
I can sing.
Okay. No, let's not do that.
All right.
let's not do that.
I like that idea. Let's just do something different.
Here it is. I want to announce that on Sunday, the 24th of March.
Apparently, they didn't want to listen for the rest of the news.
It's not that long. We just got some great.
We just got a joke.
Anyways, okay.
This is not a joke.
How about that? That's angelic.
That is angelic.
And our first grandchild was born. At 5:04 in the morning on March 24th.
Oh, that's
Sunday,
fantastic.
March 24th.
It
is absolutely. I wish I could show everybody. If you want to see pictures of the little guy, you're going to have to go to my Instagram page and check it out. The dude is unbelievable. Wesley Blue. And he is absolutely amazing. I mean, amazing. If I would have known having grandkids was like this, I'd have had them first.
Right. I think there's a chronological issue with that.
There is a little bit, but wow. I didn't think anything could take my heart. To all the grandparents that are listening to this out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I just can't get enough of the little guy. I'm so happy for you. Three or four nights, I've been just sitting there holding him, and he's perfect. I don't know how else to put it. And so that is the big news.
Huge. What does he call you?
You know what? He hasn't called me anything yet. I just hope he doesn't call us Moo Moo and Poo Poo.
I hope if you're a grandparent and your grandchild calls you that,
Moo Moo, I've been trying.
You need to get a refund.
I've had several friends of mine that have had grandkids, and I've told them, I said, I'm going to convince your grandkids to call you Moo Moo and Poo Poo.
That would be the best.
Do we have to put any type of rating on this now that we said Poo Poo?
I think we... We officially went from G to PG.
Okay, there we go. Parental guidance is suggested. And then the second big announcement.
This is huge too, and this is also on your Instagram. So see everything on Instagram.
Yeah, go to Instagram because I've been posting a bunch of both of these.
My
Instagram feed is blown up with the baby.
Blown up like a balloon.
Like a balloon.
Not like something destructive.
Little baby Wesley Blue, and then my book. Battle the Beast is now officially out.
We're so happy for you.
I'm excited.
So excited for you.
Thank you to everyone who has purchased a copy. LJ hasn't. Everybody that's purchased a copy.
I've offered. I want an autographed copy, and I told you I'll cash app you the cash.
Yeah, I didn't want to. If I autograph it, it just, you know, the value goes down to like 9 cents on eBay.
So, it's on eBay.
Yes,
it's
yes.
in the clearance, right? Why is this new book in the clearance rack already?
Exactly. Well, the cover is definitely cool.
The cover's
great. Probably better than the content.
The content is great, too.
Well, I appreciate it.
A little bit. Yeah. Tell us about the book. What
you know what? The book was kind of born out of a message that...
Speaking of born.
Yeah, there we go. My Lord. Ooh, powerful. We just went somewhere.
We just went somewhere. We just been born, and now born again. Hallelujah.
I kind of base it around the three people. I base it around King Saul,
David,
and one of his mighty men by the name of Benaiah. Are you, like, I know you are, but what am I? Are you copying? Is this a copy?
No. Just, you remember back in the day when you'd be preaching and you're like, I want you to read that book. Read Matthew 4:4 for me.
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah.
What does it say? But he answered and said, he never said,
my God, I want to talk about
read.
Him.
It is written.
It is written.
Yeah. Read. Man shall not let man. I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
Oh, I miss those days, though. I like the read. You don't like that? No. Oh, I used to love those guys that get going like that. And the poor guy reading the text, get like one, two words out.
It didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, or, but it's fine. Emphasis.
Yes. Emphasis. Heaven forbid if he messed it up a little bit. Or as he's going along, if the guy who's preaching says, it doesn't say that, does it? Like in Acts 2:38, you shall receive the gift of the Holy. You might. No, you shall.
You may. Come
if
on.
It's a good Sunday night service. No, sir. I'm sorry. It says, here, look at my Bible. You can read it with me.
Yes.
It says, you shall.
Please stop. Just stop.
Exactly. So, but anyways, Saul, David, and Benaiah.
So, Saul, David, Benaiah. I talk about Benaiah going down into that pit with a lion on a snowy day.
That's a bad day.
That's a bad day.
You're with a lion. And it's snowy.
And it's snowing. It's slippery.
Even
it's
Job is looking at you going, man,
dude,
I hate to be you.
I didn't want to do that. I'd be shorthanded. That lion would bite my other arm off. But he took care of a potential issue. Mm-hmm. He could have walked away. The lion went into a pit. It's gone. It's out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. But not Benaiah. He recognized, mm-hmm. if I don't deal with this now, while it's beneath the surface, it's going to come up and destroy somebody else, destroy my family. So basically, I talk about 12 different lions.
Okay.
Anywhere from
one
the
for
lion.
Each disciple?
Yeah.
One for each tribe of Israel.
This is the Matthew lion.
Right.
This is the Luke lion. It's very healthy.
Yeah. This is the Judas lion.
He's a lion. He's a deceptive lion.
The lion of lying.
The lion of lying. No, but I talk about 12 different lions, all the way from the lion of fear to the lion of apathy to the lion of unforgiveness to the lions of self. So there's
fantastic.
12 different lions, but the self chapter has several.
The Detroit lions? Hey, sorry, no. Detroit. You guys came close. Everyone in America was pulling for you.
I doubt anybody of the Detroit Lions is even listening to
right.
that. But your apology is accepted.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure they would. We'll send it to them. Say, you guys need to listen to this. You were mentioned.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so Battle of the Beast is available. You can go to PentecostalPublishingHouse.com.
.gov. We just turned into a government agency.
Yeah. Pentecostal Publishing, or you can go to Amazon. The ebook is coming out on or before April 16th. A print version on Amazon should be released here, hopefully in the next few weeks as well. And I'm traveling different places, so you can pick it up there. But not just that. If you go to Pentecostal Publishing House, I mean, we've got like a trifecta. I mean,
a trifecta?
We got Battle the Beast, we've got Blessed, and we've got 10 Words.
And we've got Blessed Are.
Is it Blessed Are? I'm sorry, no, I called it Blessed.
Blessed is great.
Oh,
Blessed
that's Brother Gurley's.
And that's a fantastic book.
I've been going through that
absolutely
every morning for the last, it's supposed to be 90 days.
Yes.
I'm in day three.
You're day three.
Day three or four because I've missed a few days.
Baby steps. Because you've been writing a book.
I've been,
a baby.
Yeah.
Well, grandbaby. So. You don't have a baby, but you have a grandbaby.
I have a grandbaby. So anyways, Blessed Are by the one and only L.J. Harry. Is this becoming a shameless self-promotion plug?
Well,
in this episode?
A little bit. But it's called A Book and a Baby. And
actually that's what we're going to call it.
Let's call it
A Baby and a Book. We're going to call this episode
A Baby. All about Wesley Blue.
Wesley Blue.
And your book.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about... Let's talk about things we say and things we write. Let's talk about expressions.
Okay.
Some that don't make sense to me.
Okay, I love this.
Here we go. We're going to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Why are we killing birds?
Why are we killing birds? And why are we using a stone?
Why?
That's my question.
Has anybody ever heard of a gun?
Come on, if you want two birds. I grew up pheasant hunting, and sometimes...
And twin fall.
Yes.
Show some falls.
Yes, right in between there. I grew up out in the cornfields of southern Idaho on opening day. It was always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. What's so funny, Dr. LJ?
When you said you grew up in the cornfields, I'm just thinking of that kid on Jungle Book. It's like growing up in the wild.
That's basically what
just
I did.
Just out there with a diaper running around.
I grew up hunting in the fields.
I gotcha.
And sometimes we get two hens that flew up together. And,
right.
And you may get... Did you throw one stone?
But I didn't throw a stone.
I was like a multitude of pellets.
Wouldn't they have to be right beside each other?
Right next to each other.
Yeah, and then you have to throw it.
Like, I'm with you, buddy. Right. Where your people go, I go. Where your wings take you, I take. I go with you. My wings take you.
Your nest shall be my nest.
Your nest shall be my nest. Your grain shall be my grain.
My grain. My word. We have gone
so far off the rails. Here's another one. Okay, if we're going to talk about this.
Okay, let's talk.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Okay.
We're still talking about birds.
Why are we so fascinated with birds?
Birds as the crow flies. We've talked about that one before.
Yeah, the crow flies.
That was like one of our first episodes.
That was.
I just remembered that.
If you go back 11 episodes, as the crow flies, you'll probably find that episode.
Yeah.
But kill two birds with one stone. I don't get. Okay, here's one. Too much on your plate. Have you ever walked into Thanksgiving dinner, sat down at the table and said, are you kidding me?
I've got too much on
my plate. This is ridiculous. I don't want much food on my plate. It's Thanksgiving. Just give me a morsel. I just want a crumb that falls from the master's table.
I just want a crumb that falls from LJ's table.
I'll just have a crust of bread, if you would, please.
Just a crust. Tiny Tim, stop it.
We use it as a pejorative term. Like, hey, bro, listen, man, I know you got a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah.
And if somebody says that to me, I say, yeah, I'm so blessed. I've got a lot.
Incredible.
I've got so much, I've got gravy flowing off the sides of the plate.
You know, here's something, and this isn't really one of those sayings, but I think we always get it backwards. It's biblical. It rains on the just.
Oh,
and
yes.
The unjust. We look at that as a negative. It's
right.
Not.
No.
Rain was positive. Woo-hoo, yes. We just went somewhere.
We are somewhere.
Yeah, it's a positive thing.
There's a little Mowgli out there in the field, in the cornfield. There's a little Darren out in the cornfield being rained on.
With one hand.
Absolutely right. Rain was positive. They're an agrarian farming society.
Exactly.
And so to not have rain would be bad.
That would be bad.
Exactly.
But to have
the
rain.
The Bible says that the Lord sends his son. S-U-N.
Yeah. Boy, that noise really bothered me.
I can't hear you over that noise. What were you saying? I don't think it'll come through the episode.
If you hear it, just chalk it up for we're in a new studio.
We're in a new studio.
A new studio.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Okay.
You got another one?
I do.
Oh, this is going to be
great. Because...
Can I tell a story about...
Oh, absolutely.
No, I won't tell that story right now.
Okay,
We'll shave it till the next time.
Let me ask you this one. Here we go. This is probably a part of the country, maybe part of the world question.
All right.
This Saturday or next Saturday?
Oh, this one always
gets me. This one is tough. This is not quite under or over on the bathroom tissue roll.
But we're recording this on a Thursday.
Yes.
So if you and I were going to get together Saturday,
yes.
I would say... LJ, let's get together this Saturday.
Right.
Okay.
But some people would say,
hey, let's get together next Saturday.
Exactly.
Well, that to me is a week from now.
Yes. That's
a week and 2 days from
nine
now.
9 days from now.
Yes.
That's the next, not this coming Saturday.
That's
the next one.
But
to them, they see it as the next Saturday, which happens to be in 2 days from now. But it's not. You have to say the next Saturday.
It's so glad. I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful and so appreciative that this podcast has come out to help people with the this and the next question.
I feel like these issues have broken up couples. Hey, let's go see your mother on next Saturday. You mean
tomorrow? No, next Saturday. Well, that is the next Saturday. Yeah. Well, no, next Saturday is not the same as the next. I feel like we're officially in a show.
We're just in a loop.
A show about nothing that
yeah,
is,
might lead to has, something. Has Nobody really cares.
No.
Nobody really cares. Okay, you got any more? I was thinking of one the other day since you brought this up. I said, man, I've got to talk to LJ about this, and now I can't remember it.
That's okay there, guys.
I've had a grandkid.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, and so my brain is foggy.
The baby of the baby in the book.
The baby.
Here's another one. It's about time men step up to the plate. They say that like men don't want to step up to the plate. You ever played a softball game?
I was thinking of another plate of food.
Sitting, oh, well, yeah.
I will step up to that.
They're typically talking about step up to the plate. And
yeah.
You ever played a softball? What guy wants to sit in the dugout and watch all the other guys bat?
To the plate.
If I'm in the dugout, like, hey, when am I batting? Am I batting next? Am I batting next?
Yeah.
You don't just sit down.
No.
So to hear, you know, it's about time men would step up to the plate and do their job. I'm like,
you ever notice
show
that?
Show me where the bat is. I'll step up to the plate.
Mother's Day church and Father's Day church is two different types of church.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we applaud women and rightly so. That's right. But when you get to men, you bunch of scallywags, you dirty dogs, you need to get your act together and step up to the plate.
Turn that laptop off, get off that couch and help your wife.
Wash those dishes.
It is the truth. Yeah. Men, Mother's Day.
You're hyperventilating.
There is nobody better in this world than mothers.
That's right.
And then Father's Day. There's nobody worse in this world than fathers.
Well, we're going to hopefully, if you're listening to this, Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up.
They are.
Yeah. We'll have to do a special Mother's Day and a special Father's Day episode.
That'd be a fantastic
This is
idea.
A bonus episode, isn't it?
This is a bonus episode.
Yeah, this is dropping because sooner than later.
You have a grandbaby.
That's right.
And you have a book.
And a book. Having been a well-respected and published author yourself, it's a neat feeling.
It's a cool feeling, isn't it? It is.
Your work has now been brought to life.
You have just published something that will outlive you.
Whew.
Generations from now, people will pick up.
We went somewhere.
I hear musicians coming.
I'm going to get me an organ sound on this. Now, let's wait till we get something, okay? Because that's pretty bad.
But if you you impact a generation by preaching, absolutely.
Yep.
But once those CDs are no longer accessible because they're CDs or tapes, or even streaming is taken down, the website changes, the domain changes, the media platform changes, or whatever happens, and you no longer can get those audio versions of that message.
Yep.
You have what is written, which is why what's neat is when doubtless what you have been preaching or teaching is probably a part of that Battle of the Beast book. Yes,
it is.
Yeah,
because I think we have to deal with, you know, with this book, and we're getting close to time, but
where did it go?
I know. It's already almost there. But we could go longer if we want to. It's our podcast.
Than the Liz Taylor marriage seminar.
It's like Liz Taylor told her fifth husband, promise not to hold you long. Nobody even knows who Liz Taylor is anymore.
And that's our point. Like, things just happen. And
they happen.
They come, they go, they're popular, then they're not. But when you write something, exactly, it ends up in a library or a bookstore or a Library of Congress, or people can get that. And
you know what's cool is
outlives you.
When you publish a book, it goes to Library of Congress.
That's my understanding.
But it probably just goes, I don't know if we could find our books on the shelf at the Library of Congress or it's in
we
a
should
box.
Take a field trip.
Let's go to D.C.
Oh, that would be a blast. Go to D.C.
And go to the Library
record on the steps of the Capitol.
Ooh.
I feel it. Do you feel it?
Not really, but... I thought, where am I going to get power for this?
I was thinking that same thing. I was looking at it going, oh, no, it does AC power.
We'd have to have a long extension cord. Yes. Excuse me, Brother Biden. Can we plug in here in the White House Oval Office? Can we plug in right there behind
the Oval Office? Is there any other place in the world that has an Oval Office?
I don't know, but my next house I built, if I ever build a house.
You need an Oval Office.
I'm going to do an Oval Office.
You should.
Just so I can tell my family, I am el presidente.
You're an
el jefe.
El jefe.
That's what I wanted my grandkid to call me for a while. I was like, el jefe.
You could go with
not
that.
Not Oval Office.
No. But you could go with El Jefe.
Yeah.
Just don't let them call you El Jefe because there's a J in Spanish and it looks like a J. It looks like you pronounce it as a J, but it's pronounced as an H.
Oh,
yeah, we tried. Congratulations
goodness.
On your baby.
Thank
congratulations
you.
Congratulations on your book.
I'm excited.
Just congratulations on being you.
Just thank you.
On the favor of God.
That's not it.
That's not it. That is.
There we go. We want to thank you for listening to another episode of The Lloyd and Leroy Show, a podcast about nothing that might lead to something.
Mike, congratulations on Wesley. Congratulations on Battle of the Beast. See you next time.